This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
My name's Ion. It's normally pronounced Oyon, which is Bengali, which is my cultural background. But my parents were both born in Bihar, which is a state in India. I was born in Australia, lived here for 3 years, and then I moved to Indonesia for 11 years, and then I moved back to Australia. Most important things for my culture are family, food, religion, and just feeling supported in whatever way I want to be supported. I came out to my parents initially when I was 16. At that time, I said to my parents that I was bisexual because I wasn't quite sure within myself. They weren't overly receptive to the news. I think my mother started crying and my father said, "It's a phase. I've gone through that as well. Snap out of it." In retrospect, I think this is what happened in my mind. I realized my parents weren't able to deal with it. So I basically withdrew within myself and decided not to push it. And it was only brought up one more time after that, which was a couple of months later. My mother said to me, "Do you still have those sorts of feelings?" And I said, "No," because I knew I didn't want to push it. And I lived at home. After that news, I lived at home for 4 or 5 years and didn't have a boyfriend, didn't have a girlfriend either for that matter. Just had lots of friends, which was fine for me at that time. I just really enjoyed it, just enjoyed living my life. And it didn't bother me so much. It was only when I moved to Melbourne, seeing men and, you know, being a gay man properly, I suppose. And then I again came out to my parents at the age of 21 or 22, except that it wasn't my news. My sister actually did it for me. So it was a bit of a sudden shock for me because she did it without me knowing, but we dealt with it. And to be honest, within the Indian community, I've heard stories about people being kicked out of home, about people being just, about gay men being completely ostracized, saying, being disowned because they're gay. My parents have been amazing. And I think one reason is that they, no matter what, my parents believe that they want their kids to be happy, which is an amazing thing. And so they are trying to deal with it. They've gone to things like PFLAG, which for me, I mean, I've been completely thrown by their receptiveness. At the same time, it has been hard for them. It is seen as such a bad thing to be called gay, which I know we should work towards coming over. But hopefully people can accept that you need to just be open to the cultural backgrounds that we all come from.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.